Over the weekend, a quiet revolution swept Britain. And if you only watch the mainstream media, you might never have known. It is the Raising the Colours movement. Up and down the country, flags are being hoisted and our streets are being adorned with the cross of St. George, the Union flag. Even roundabouts are being painted. The good people of the United Kingdom, in their calm, collected way, standing up. And of course, those of the establishment and the regressive left, who are not completely ignoring this movement, are doing what they can to undermine it.
You get something called Operation Raise the Colours. That sounds very military. It sounds very aggressive.
People aren't putting up this flag to celebrate Britain. They're putting up this flag to remind us that Britain is white and we shouldn't be here.
When the BBC reported on the roundabout, they ran the headline, "Roundabouts vandalised to look like St. George's flags." Contrast that with "Rainbow zebra crossings appear in resort." This morning, footage of Birmingham Council frantically trying to paint over the St. George's roundabout emerged. At least two councils are working fast to take down the flags because they are deemed, quote-unquote, dangerous and to be putting the lives of motorists and pedestrians at risk.